Father, we're so thankful that the Holy Spirit can minister to our hearts, rearrange the furniture in our hearts, that you would be welcome and comfortable in us, to use us as instruments of your kingdom. Every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, give them ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand. Help me speak the oracles of God with life in it, with revelation in it, with impartation in it, that it might manifest and demonstrate the graces that you provided for us through the Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross. I'm thankful that lives will be changed here at Word of Life Christian Center and around the world this morning as your Spirit minister to our hearts the truth of your word, and your word will come alive and begin to live in us like never before. Thank you for every person who you've dressed this morning. You dressed them this morning. You ride them up, you dressed them, you clothed them in their right mind, and they are here this morning to hear from you. This is no playtime. This is no game time. This is no showmanship time, Father. It's time to hear from you and understand what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will do for us as we let you and yield to you this morning here at this house. Thank you so much, for your word will not return to your void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, it will change our thoughts to your thoughts, it will change our ways to your way. We thank you right now. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's clap. Thank you all so much. Wonderful job. Woo, that's powerful. Woo, that's powerful, man. Now, come on, y'all can do better than that. Woo, that's powerful. Woo, that's powerful. Powerful, powerful. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. And let's start out in two scriptures here. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Now listen to the word as it's read and give the Holy Spirit a chance to assimilated in your thinking and understanding. We're actually going to be driving it, and you won't write this down, the benefits, plural, of the believers that lives the sanctified life. The benefits, plural, of the believers that live the sanctified life. Now, one of the problems we're going to take care of this morning is, what is the sanctified life? And how can I appropriate the sanctified life in my life? What benefit it is? Because they have a lot of misconception about the word sanctification. There's a lack of understanding that word. I want to go ahead of myself and tell you that when you were born again, you were sanctified. That's positional. Write it down. That's positional sanctification. But then in life, there's progressive sanctification. All right? And there are principles of sanctification that I'm going to teach you about that you have to practice to progress in sanctification.
Yes, sir. Progress.
Now, sanctification actually means there's a place I've set apart in my heart that Christ is Lord.
Right. Yeah, right.
Nobody else can go there.
Right.
No temptation, no devil, no demon, no money, nobody. That's a part that I've set apart that only Christ can reside.
Yeah.
Now, this is the answer. Listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. In this generation, in this unsanctified season we're living in, where sin is taking place without no restriction. The only way that this generation, including you and I, who've been around a while, and then the generation that is living now, the only way they're going to not survive, the only way they're going to thrive in life is that they understand the life and the life principles of sanctification. That's the only way. The Lord spoke to me this morning. I woke up, he gave me a scripture. I'm going to read that scripture to you. And then he gave me another scripture when I sat in my minister's lounge and began to pray in tongue about this service. Two powerful scriptures he gave me. And I'm thinking I must read them first. The two scriptures, two powerful scriptures. 1 Peter 3:15. I awakened, hadn't touched this scripture in a long time. Matter of fact, I didn't know where it was. I had to look for it. 1 Peter 3:15. And there's some reading that go around it. May I do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's start at the... And my Bible captured in this reading, inheritance of a blessing. Uh-huh. Okay, there's some blessing that's not going to be inherited unless we understand sanctification. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I want to make it clear because this doctrine of sanctification, or this teaching of sanctification, is the main teaching of Jesus. It was on Jesus' top list of teaching people how to live the sanctified life. Jesus lived a sanctified life. And so, beginning at the 10th verse, for he that would love life and see good days, that's enough for me to listen right there. I'm ready to listen. You ready to listen? He that would love life and see good days. Read that part.
For he that would love life and see good days.
Now, who in for that? Who won't sign up for that this morning? All right. I want to give you enough evidence of how to present yourself with this type of life.
Yes, sir.
All right. He says, for he that would love life, I love life, and I won't see good days. You got to be out your mind to be, you got to be out your, you got to be highly deceived not to want to accept this.
Right?
All right. So for he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lip that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Now, normally you can't do that. In a normal position, you can't do that. Even in being a Christian, you can't do that without some of the principles that the Holy Spirit is going to show us of how to do it. Because I've seen for years and years and years, the church has not done it. It's not that she didn't want to do it. But if the instructions are improper, the life is going to be improper. No matter how much you struggle, no matter how much you try, no matter what you say you want to do, if the instructions are not clear, you're not going to be able to use the instrument properly.
See,
your life is an instrument for God. And that instrument come along with instruction from this book. And if the instruction is not proper, no matter how much you're trying to do it, you can't do it because you're pushing the wrong button and you're pulling the wrong string. How many understand what I'm saying? So we're having an instruction delusion in the church. The church is deceived by improper instruction in a lot of things, and they can't function like they want to function. Then, negatively speaking, when you try to show them how, they don't want it to a certain degree. They want the same old, same old. And so they'll never really experience the life that God wants them to experience. So as I read through this, as we cruise through these verses, we're going to come to a powerful verse. The 12th verse says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Hallelujah. And his ears are open unto their prayers. Now the lesson, see, the righteous who understand sanctification.
Right,
sir. Right. See, the righteous who got proper instruction to know how, I'm going ahead of myself, but you see, to keep themselves. See, God can't keep you if you don't keep yourself. It's not self-help, but it's yielding. Knowing how to yield, knowing how to get divine help, knowing how to stay in divine presence. You see what I'm saying? Knowing that this life that you have is a divine privilege. It's a privilege to be a Christian. Okay. A Christian should have, you know, when a person have their land, they don't want nobody to go on it. They put those poster signs, no trespassing. Sanctification is going to teach you how to say to this world and to Satan, no trespassing. And listen to me. I know from evidence and experience, you will enjoy it. See, the world make it seem like if you don't go our way, you're not going to enjoy your life. But there is, you listening? Boy, listen to this. There is a deeper enjoyment than anything this world has to offer. What I say? When you begin to enjoy the quality of the joy of the Lord, nothing else will be able to satisfy you. There is no substitute that can come along and make you an offer. But the church haven't been there. I mean, you know, the church finally got the scriptures. The church thinks Jesus is the only one that can live with the Spirit without measure. That's not true. You are designed to live with the Spirit without measure. Listen, children. Listen. Watch. So the eyes of the Lord, righteousness puts you in a position for the eyes of the Lord to stay on you. But if you let Satan take your soul and body and without sanctification and pull you out of that position, God can hear you, but he can't hear you clear. Because a double-minded woman, I ain't going to say man, is unstable in all her ways. It's bad to have a child you want to do something for, but the child is so out of wax you can't do it. And a lot of times that happens. I mind it so much. All right, verse chapter 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayer, but the face of the Lord are against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be follower of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Listen at this next verse. And he's not asking you to do this by yourself. We're going to find out that the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost all function or help appropriate sanctification. All three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all take a part in setting you apart in your life to live clean, to live holy, and to function in another dimension. Now, wait. Don't shed me off, because over three quarters, I want to say more, of the church have no idea what I'm talking about this morning. Because they don't know how to do it. Not that they don't want to do it, but they never set on the proper instruction to know how to do it. You got me, I said? Not that they don't want to do it. People who are saved want to live right. But Satan's strategy becomes stronger if you don't understand sanctification. Even though you're righteous. Sanctification, my friend, is being able to function in your righteousness properly. Write that down. Being able to function in your righteousness properly. Even though you're righteous, you see, even though you may be a lawyer and you got a case in the courtroom, but if you don't know how to present evidence, you've lost the case already. A judge going to give the other lawyer, because the other lawyer couldn't produce an evidence. We have to produce evidence in our life. Amen. That we can live beyond sin. Amen. Sin has no dominion over me. Say it. Now, see, people say that and say, oh, my God, man, I'm say that, man, I'm scared. No, don't be scared. God has made provision for when you slip down. God has made provision for you to get up and walk again. You see what I'm saying? Now, notice this verse here. This is the verse the Lord woke me up with. But sanctify means here, set apart for a divine purpose. You heard me? What I said? Other words, now, when the Lord says sanctify you holy, your spirit, soul, and body, that's what he's saying. He said, I want you to set your spirit, I want you to set your soul, and I want you to set your body apart for divine purposes. Woo, Lord have mercy. Huh? When you know you have a divine purpose, substitute won't sell on it. They can't get in, right? So here he said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Good God Almighty. And be ready. You see, you're not really ready. Unless you're not ready for what's going on in this generation. You're not ready to deal with the camouflaged sin. Y'all know what camouflage is, right? Yeah, you dress with the environment so you look like the environment. And you're not ready for it. Even though you're righteous, even though you're saved, even though you're born again, even though you're a new creature. But if you don't understand the doctrine of sanctification or the principle of sanctification or the position of sanctification or the process of sanctification of being set apart for a divine purpose, that's what Joseph said to that woman when she tempted him in the 39th chapter of Genesis. Yes, Joseph said, I can't do this against God because I'm set apart for a divine purpose. Yes, and when you're set apart for a divine purpose, prosperity haunt you. Yeah. Yes, sir. Are you following me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're constantly being prosperous because you're set apart, and so God know you will do his business, so he constantly prosper you so his cities can be spread all over the earth. That is gospel. So it mean a whole lot. This mean a lot to you. Living long, living well without sickness, disease, living in a good financial position, living happy, living in good relationship. I mean, everything about to straighten out in your life. If you only listen to me. If you only let me act as a shepherd with information and impartation to you as a child of God. Sanctify. Look what he said. Sanctify. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready. Always. And be ready always. Whatever come, I'm ready. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Yes, glory to God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. The next verse says, having a good conscience.
Having a good conscience.
How many of y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Now just put Romans 9:1 in your in your notes. Having a good conscience. I don't have time to go there. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers.
Right.
They may be ashamed that falsely accuse you of your good. Now, that word conversation there is of your good lifestyle.
Yeah, right. Glory to God.
in Christ, of your good lifestyle in Christ. See, sanctification gives you a good lifestyle in Christ. They may say a lot of stuff, but they know you're real. They wish they had what you have. I wish I can get some of this funk out of my life. That I can live holy and smell what a sweet smelling Savior. That Jesus Christ is the ruler of my life. All right, now listen. You got to be ready for this. This next verse I'm going to go to. You got to be ready for this. I could not find the answers to this verse. I read this verse many times. I knew that God wanted us to have this verse, but I didn't know what was the opener. What was the key to this verse? That we're about to read now. And why many Christians cannot keep this verse that we're about to read. They can't keep this verse because they don't know this verse we just read. 3:15. Look at 3:15 again. 1 Peter 3:15. Because you got to be ready when we go to the next verse. Read 1 Peter 3:18. Because we're going to John after. Go ahead, read it. Read. Wait a minute. I'm going to be on the wrong way. I said 15, not 18. 1 Peter 3:15. 3:15, the wrong verse. I know when I hear a wrong song. Go ahead, go to it, because, I want you, now, can I call you Claire?
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you don't like it anyway, I'm going to call you. Because I want you to know you're being instructed.
Yes, sir.
And you're being instructed, listen to me, look over this way, y'all.
Yes, sir.
You're being instructed to live a life that is not normal. Now, right now, the Holy Spirit told me to tell you he's on the edge of his seat. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Because he had been warning Christians to be able to know this and to be able to share it with their children, their grandchildren, their acquaintance. When people are in trouble, they can say, I know your problem.
Right.
Sit down. They're Christian. Let me talk with you. Let me read a few scriptures to you,
yes, sir,
to help you. You're not a bad person,
yes,
but there's something you need to know. There's a secret.
Oh,
there's a secret called sanctification,
yes,
that Satan have addressed it wrong.
That's right.
Talking about the way you dress.
Yes.
Now, you're sanctified, you're going to dress decent.
Right.
But dressing is not sanctification.
That's right.
See, dressing can't make sanctification, but sanctification can make dressing. But see, Satan put it in a category as if it's falsified or stupefied, or you really don't need to go there. You're a child of God. You ain't got to go through all those acrobats. But it's not an acrobat. It's a revelation, and it's a life. You follow what I'm saying? Huh? Are you following? Read 3:15 now. Word of Life Christian Center, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to take you somewhere now. I'm taking you to a scripture now, boy. A scripture that you thought you couldn't do. A scripture that you didn't know how to do. But today, the Holy Spirit is going to show us how to do it. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Those two scriptures, the Lord, and I've been searching for years, of how can I relate this to the believer? How can this happen? Look at that thing, man. That is so powerful, man. Now we're going to know how to do this verse.
Yes, sir.
You can't do this verse just because you're a Christian.
Right.
There are certain things you have to know.
Right. Yes, sir.
And that certain thing you have to know is what we read in 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctification. Now, look at this verse. You know, this verse, this is an impossible verse. Yeah, it's an impossible verse in the church world we live in. The church world we live in can't handle this verse. But as a student, and rightly dividing the word, you're going to know what to do. It says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. What? But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Now remember what the voice said, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Keepeth himself, and that wicked one, what? Oh my God, how can you do that? And that wicked one keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. How can that be done? Because I have set apart Christ as the Lord in my life. And I know that when I got born again, I became an instrument for righteousness. And I know that God placed the life and the power in me. If I just know how to tap into it properly, that I could live above the standard of this world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, your joy is in this. Sin consciousness robs us of our joy and peace. Your peace is in this. If you let the Lord show you how to do this, all right? All right. So if you want to write down by 1 John 5:18, I want you to write a note on this. This is the answer for our generation. 1 John 5:18. 1 Peter 3:15 is the answer for this generation. 1 Peter 3:15 had to be in play first. And let's read some more scripture now. Let's read some more scripture. Let's go back to 1 Peter now, chapter 1. And then I'll start giving you some things. 1 Peter chapter 1, take me a half hour to explain this. How many with me? Now, let me ask you a question. And I want y'all to be truthful in here now. You see, you can't lie and be sanctified too. I would say I want to introduce you to St. Charles and St. Roy.
Yes, sir.
And you would say you out of your mind. But it's true. That is St. Charles. That is St. Roy.
Yes,
I am St. Leroy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are a saint, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't be an aunt and a saint.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But what have happened, that connotation or that conversation, because we have some flaws.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
St. Charles. And St. Roy and St. Leroy has flaws.
Yes, sir.
But they're still saints.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that's where sanctification become our covering. You follow what I'm saying? Because I make a mistake doesn't mean I'm not a saint. And then sanctification will repair me so fast that Satan can't see it. See, sanctification is a tool, that's a $500 check. Sanctification is a tool that God have given you to repair yourself so fast, Satan can't charge you.
Yes, yes, sir.
I love it, man. Come on, y'all don't rob me like that now. You see, sanctification is, let me use that way, it's more powerful than that, but it's a repair kit. It's a divine, supernatural repair kit that live on the inside of you that can repair you so fast when you make a mistake that Satan can't hold you to it. Now, that's 1 John 5:18. The reason he can't touch you because you're being sanctified so rapidly. He didn't see your crease was out of place. Because sanctification iron you so fast. Steam you so fast that the enemy can't even see the rancor. How many of y'all ready to listen to me now? You never heard this before. See, sanctification keep you steam clean. It's a divine detergent that God has put on the inside of you. What I say? That never loses power. That there's no stain. Stain, you like stain? No stain that this detergent can't move. And it's running through you. Julia, it's running through you 24 hours a day. See, a lot of hardship leaving here this morning, Rose. A lot of people been hurting and in pain. They really love God. They've made some mistakes in their life. And they got some things they're trying to straighten out now. But this message this morning, you see, you listening?
Yes, sir.
There's an impartation in here of a sanctifying flow that will begin to flush some things. A lot of places you've been floating in life, but this morning you're going to start flowing. In other words, you're going to start determining the direction of the currents. Is it too complicated?
No, sir.
You catching it?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to make sure, because you're not doing nothing. You can't impart nothing if you don't the information not right. Okay?
Right.
Now, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is in on this deal.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? I receive, sir. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, all three took part in your sanctification, or taking part in your sanctified life. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, you're going to see God the Father, you're going to see the Lord Jesus part, what his part played, and you're going to see the Holy Spirit, his part, in one verse. Elect. Are we in the right voice?
Yes, sir.
According to the full knowledge of God the Father. Now, the word elect means God made a choice. Never forget this. Never look at me. Never forget this. This is going to help keep you sanctified. I am chosen. I'm not just anybody you can put your hand on. I am a special person. I'm on a special mission, and I'm operating in a special power. Don't touch me. I am chosen. I can't come down there in that funk and stink where you are, because I'm chosen to live a clean life.
Yes, sir. Preach it, Dad. Glory to God.
Say it. I am chosen. Say it again. I am chosen. Say it again. I am
chosen.
So don't let Satan take you in his stank tank. Stank tank.
Yep. That's right. Glory to God. Thank you for the blood.
I'm chosen not to sin.
Come on.
Not to sin.
Sin
has
no
dominion
over me. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You got a problem. Don't be scared.
That's right.
That's what you're here for. Man, listen. Elect according to the full knowledge of God. Now, look what it says. Through what?
Sanctification.
Just as a true way, wait, don't go no far. True sanctification. True sanctification. Your election is not sure unless you understand sanctification. Yes, your election, yes, will not be validated without sanctification. Yes, without understanding that you set apart for a divine purpose, that God has placed something in you,
yes,
that this world can't handle.
Yes.
God has placed something in you that this world can't change.
Yes.
God has placed something in you that is more powerful than this world and everything it offers. God has placed something in you more powerful than sin. God has placed something in you that tastes better than sin. See, his life, his love, his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his kindness, his peace, his love, all that's on the inside of me is greater than sin. It's not that I'm not going to sin. It is that I don't want to sin.
That's right. Don't want to sin. Glory.
Otherwise, the meal that I'm eating is better than the meal the world offers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus.
Can you understand that? Now watch what he said. 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 Oh my goodness. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of who? Sanctification to what?
Unto
obedience. Now, see, that's the key. See, you can't be obedient without understanding sanctification. So that's been the problem in the church. Not that the church folks are bad people, even the pulpit, excuse me. But they don't understand. You don't understand sanctification, that you set apart for a divine purpose with a divine power to keep you in place. Hey! Wait a minute, you didn't hear what I said. You set apart for a divine purpose with a divine power, which is the Holy Ghost, on the inside, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, to keep you in place no matter what happens. Let me make a statement now. No temptation of this world is greater than sanctification. That's why Satan introduced it to the church wrong.
Right, yes, sir. Right.
See, because we know that our soul and body is not, are not perfect.
Right.
And so, when somebody talk about being sanctified, you won't point your finger. You know you do something wrong.
Right, that's right.
See, that's what Satan wants you to think. He don't want you to keep increasing in power, increasing in holiness, increasing in cleansing. See, the word can't abide in you without you becoming sanctified.
Right.
See, John 15:7. You quote John 15:7 all you want. See, John 15:7. I got to show you this. John 15:7 is kin to John 15:3.
Yes, sir.
Look at them.
Yes, sir.
Look at them. The two go together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you can't have John 15:7, don't have John 15:3. And when you have John 15:3, you're sanctified.
Right. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
You're holy.
Right. Yes, sir.
Wow.
See, when you got John 15:7, John 15:3, the juice you're running on.
Yeah.
Your fuel.
Right.
Your fuel.
Yes, sir.
No, it's not diesel. It's not gas.
Right.
It's God power.
Right.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Right. Yes, sir.
So if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will, it should be done to you,
right,
because John 15:3 said, through my word,
yes,
now you're clean.
Right.
Now you're clean through my word, which I have spoken to you.
Yes, sir.
You're clean through the word.
Right.
So if you're clean, that means you're sanctified.
Right.
And if you're sanctified, you're set apart.
Yes, sir.
And if you're set apart, you will not accept no substitute.
Yes, right.
When you're set apart, sin has no dominion.
Right.
And you don't want it to have dominion.
Right.
Now all of you, all of us don't want sin to have dominion.
Right. Oh, yes, sir.
But if you don't understand sanctification,
right,
there's a part in your life that sin gonna have,
yeah,
dominion in your life, even though you got the power in you to stop it.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, now, this is not self-help stuff.
Right.
This is not being positive-minded and optimistic and believe you're going to stop something. This is not even self-effort.
Right. That's right.
There's a word here that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a word. No, I'm going to give you a word. It's not self-effort. It's not self-help. There's a word here I'm going to give you. The word is surrender.
Yeah.
I surrender all. That's what it's saying. Yeah, see, surrendering. That's all he's asking you to do.
Right.
I'm not asking you to perform it.
Right. Yes,
I watch over my word to perform it.
Right.
I'm just I want you to surrender. If you surrender and become fully persuaded that I'm able to perform that which I promised. You're a holy woman. You're a holy man. Talk to me here. See, don't be scared to say it. I'm a sanctified woman. I'm a sanctified man. See, it's not on your own doing. It's not on your own doing, you see. But don't be afraid to say it.
Sanctified man. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Ah, glory to God. Yes, sir.
See, you're sanctified by position. But then there is a progressive sanctification that your soul and your body need. And so the doctrine of sanctification, or the principle of sanctification, I'm not getting too football. But the principle of sanctification, the doctrine of sanctification must be understood. Doctrine only means teaching. All right. I'm going to show you another verse that's going to help you. Yeah, show you another verse that's going to help you. I won't be able to get full, but I'm going to show you another verse that is powerful. I'm going to make a statement and show you another verse. My goodness, where that verse at? I'm going to show you. All right, let me make this statement, and then I'm going to show you a verse that's going to help you so much. And I'll go back and get some things right quick. Let me read this to you. The benefits of the believer that lives the sanctified life. You know that, right?
Right, yes, sir.
It is important to have a right understanding of the fundamentals of sanctification and what it means, right? Yes, it is important to have a right understanding. Everybody say right understanding.
Right understanding.
Of the fundamental of sanctification and what it means. Now, turn to John 17. I'm going to make a statement. John's Gospel, chapter 17.
Hallelujah.
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 Is the word doing any good in your heart?
Yes,
let me ask you a question. Is there I know it is, but I'm going to ask it. Is there a clarity coming forth to you about some things?
Yes,
so you know you're righteous, and you know some righteous people who love God, but they can't get their life right. And the reason they can't get their life right is they don't understand the profound power of sanctification. Sanctification puts you in a position, even though you have made a mistake, but the enemy can't touch you. Because you're clean so fast. You've asked forgiveness. You say, Lord, I'm sorry. And when Satan's trying to get in on his computer, is before he can get it downloaded, the Holy Ghost have deleted it. Because you know your business, you see. Y'all hearing me? The opponents, the oppositions in your life is on their knees crying out, have mercy on me. Because you are learning this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm. You know why? I know every child of God want to live right. And they don't want no sin in their life. They don't want it. I don't care if it's in there. I don't care if it's 15 things in there. They do not want it. Because that birth, that spirit on the inside of you is raging to get that out of your life. But I just have to know, Reverend, you appointed. Tell me how. That's what I come here for. What do you think I got out of my bed this morning and drove all the way over here in bad weather for? Now, because before Christ was about to die, you heard me?
Yes, sir.
It must be very important, but just before he died, he did this, right? Mm-hmm. He prayed for the sanctification of his own.
Yes, sir.
Come on now, let's go. John 17. John 17, 17.
Yes, sir.
John 17, 17.
Yes, sir.
Let's read back at the 15th verse. God, I really want you to see this. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, glory to God. Go back to verse 14. God, Lord, have mercy. Jesus. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even. Boy, this is powerful, man. Even as I am not of the world. In other words, he's saying, you are not of the world, just like he is not of the world. Why? Because he is living his life on earth through me.
Yep, yep. Yep. Yep.
So the same power that enable Christ to live a sanctified life.
Yeah.
That same sanctifying power resides on the inside of me. Behold, I give you power. That means authority. Not just authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the offer that the enemy made.
Yep, yep, yep. I agree.
Wait a minute, let me finish reading here. I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Even, and more hate, most hate come from you when you live a sanctified life is out of the church. Preachers and Christians hate on you when you live a sanctified life. Why? Why? They don't understand who you are. You who they are, but they won't let you instruct them so they can become who they're supposed to be. So because you live in a clean life, and because you live a clean life, a lot of benefits is being applied to your life. They don't understand where the benefit come from, but the benefit come from living a sanctified life. So therefore they say you're doing something else, but you're not doing something else, you're doing the thing that they should be doing. You can't live a sanctified life, you hear me? And stay broke.
That's right.
You can't live a sanctified
life. That's right.
You can't live a sanctified life and stay in debt.
That's right.
You can't live a sanctified life and stay sick.
That's right.
You can live a sanctified life and don't have a good marriage. You can't live a sanctified life and your children, whether they stray or not, they're coming back to the path because you're living a sanctified life. You can't live a sanctified life without having joy. You can't live a sanctified life without having peace. I don't care what's going on around you. There's something on the inside. It's not what's on. It's not what's around you. It's what's in you.
Glory to God.
So every child of God under the sound of my voice, you don't have to put up with that mess no more. You know who you are. You set apart for divine purpose. It got divine power on the inside of you that back up your divine purpose.
Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? See, we're finding the secret to enjoying the Christian life.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
It's more than going to heaven.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
Amen. It's bringing heaven down to earth.
Right. Oh, yes, sir.
We get a test early.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Sit down, sit down. I got a few more minutes. A few more minutes. A few more minutes. A few more minutes. Oh, man. Some of y'all not hearing me. Man, I'm saying something. Some of y'all not hearing me, man. You're not hearing me. I receive. You're not hearing me. That's a $500 check. You're not hearing me. Some of y'all not hearing me. Because you're not excited enough. You don't know what I'm just saying to you. I've just give you the answer to the salvation of this generation. All your children, your grandchildren. I've given you, just teach them about what I'm teaching you. All you do is, now I don't care if they don't want to hear, just set them down and say, let me tell you the, let me tell you what the apostle said, let me tell you what the book said, and just teach them. And then the Holy Ghost is going to have something to work with. Power of having a sanctified marriage, a sanctified marriage. Don't mean it's perfect. But it means it got some fluid running through it. Sit down, I gotta read this. Sit down, I gotta read this to you. Sit down. Sit down. You ain't getting out of early. Ooh, Lord, I preach myself happy, Ron. Man,
yes, sir.
I've been looking for this 43 years.
Right. Yes, sir.
I dabbed in it.
Right.
But this morning, when I woke up, the Holy Spirit gave me 1 Peter 3:15.
Yes, sir.
Right. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Then he gave me, in the minister line, he gave me 1 John 5:18.
Yes, sir.
That sanctification put me in a position that the enemy can't touch me.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, symptoms and stuff like that doesn't mean he'll touch you.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
See, John, I'm going to touch you now.
Yes,
I'll tell you, I take your hand and push my hand off you. Take
it. Yes.
Yes.
Right.
You see what happened?
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
See, I tried to touch it.
Yeah.
Get it off, John. See?
Right. Right. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
He always going to try to touch it.
Right.
He always going to put his hand somewhere he don't want to put his hand. But you got the power. You see it, right? He gonna try to touch all of us in one way or the other. But as long as we know, we got the power. Got it? Sit down, sit down. I'm on my 7 minute. You better turn around up here. You better turn yourself around. Something happening in you, boy. Woo! Woo! My goodness. Now, listen to me. Understand what the Spirit of God is saying. This morning here at Word of Life Christian Center in Darrow, Louisiana.
Right. Yes, sir.
Through the mouth of your pastor.
Yeah, right.
God has spoken a word that can save our generation. All we have to do, and I want y'all to do that in the news section, teach them about sanctification. Teach them that you belong to somebody else. And the world and Satan and demon and all these new things they got going on can't have you. And don't let them believe that they got more joy than you.
Yeah, right.
Because you have on the inside of you joy, unspeakable, and full of glory.
Yeah, glory.
You can't go no higher than that, Ronnie. You can't go no higher than that. Joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of God, full of God's goodness. Nothing should make you dance more harder than the word. Sit down. Somebody said, how? It's hard to sit down here now, Pastor. I understand. Yes, all right, babe, you stand up. I know you. She do shit like this. She said, I can't, Pastor. My leg keep moving. I understand. Because all Satan want to do is charge you. One charge after another charge. You know you did this. You want to do that. You say, then holler out, yeah, the sanctifying power of God working on me right now. All right. Now watch what Jesus did right before he died. This is something. This is it. Right before he died, he wanted to make sure he had this clear. You in John 17?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to read back up to 15th verse. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world with their sanctified self. Look at verse 19. Ooh, Jesus. And for their sake, I sanctified myself that they also may be sanctified through the truth.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir. Glory
to God. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Oh, my goodness.
Glory to God.
Listen, children, a few minutes here.
Yes, sir.
There is nothing done in the kingdom without benefit.
Right.
Write that down.
Right. Nothing done in the kingdom without benefit. Yes, sir.
There's nothing done in the kingdom without benefit. Number two, there is nothing that can be held back from one who have set Christ apart as Lord in their life. You want me to say that again? Ooh, Jesus. Look at this. Ooh, Jesus. Look at this. I know this because I'm experiencing a lot of this. You hear me, young man? Watch what I say. Watch what I say, son. What? There's nothing that can be held back from one who have set Christ apart as Lord in their life. Now, you know what one word for that is? Sanctification.
Come on
now. Nothing can be held back from you. There is a position of sanctification, but there is also progressive sanctification that are manifested to the principles of sanctification by a continuous practice of this sanctified life. All right, one or two more things. Fear robs a lot of believers because of a lack of understanding of their sanctified position. See, the Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. But if you're not sanctified, that voice is invalidated. So fear robbed. Have a birthday, man. fear robbed most Christians. It robbed Christians because they don't understand their sanctified position. So when something come up that is not normal, if that Christian is not sanctified or understand their sanctified power, they get robbed. Let me give it to you again. Fear robs a lot of believers because of a lack of understanding of their sanctified position. Now, this generation, say this generation. Because y'all been looking for the answer. Y'all see it going down, right? Yes, sir. This generation will only be protected by knowing and operating in the revelation of sanctification. Y'all heard that? This see the church has the answer.
Right, right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Psychology.
Right. Right.
Sociology, right. Science,
right.
Education,
right. Yes, sir.
Don't have the full answer. I'm not saying this stuff is bad, but it does not have the answer because you can't handle this generation by education. You can't handle this sin by psychology. You can't handle this sin by sociology. So, So this morning the brakes are put on of us not knowing what to do. You're gonna see a lot of stuff going AWOL around you, but you got to know, for lack of better words, I'll think of something next Sunday. You in a sanctification balloon. You see what I'm saying? For lack of better word, you have to know. This stuff gonna go on,
right, yes,
but because I have salvation,
right, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you the third thing now. Listen, you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'll get to it next Sunday. Because I have salvation, because I know sanctification, and because I am sealed.
Sealed.
I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Stand on your feet. Well, I didn't get far, but I'll come back. Wow. I'm sealed. I receive something. Yes, sir, I receive. It's $100 check. I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit. Yes, ma'am. That's a husband and a wife right there. It's another $100 check. I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Say it. How many Christians I have in the house? Huh? Almost 100%? Well, listen, let me tell you something. I'm talking to you.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
You're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise through the lifestyle of sanctification. Holy Spirit, say this.
Holy Spirit,
keep setting me apart. There's someone here who's not in a good church. I want you to come stand up here with me right now. There's someone here who never accepted Christ. I want you to come right now.